This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. In 19th century Europe, audiences were mad for musical melodramas. Virtually forgotten today, these poetic recitations by an actor were accompanied by original music for piano or orchestra. Liszt, Schubert, Wagner, and Berlioz all wrote for this popular art form. In 1897, before he became well known for his operas, Richard Strauss had a great success performing his own musical melodramas. And Sunday afternoon, June 24th, our guest this morning, the wonderful pianist Douglas Riva, will take part in a rare performance of these works at Albuquerque's National Hispanic Cultural Center. Douglas, it's great to have you here.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to have the opportunity to speak to your audience.
We are familiar with Strauss's vocal music, his operas, his art songs, but these works are something different.
They are very little known. A melodrama is really similar to a radio drama where the action is described and told, but not seen. Today, we're very accustomed to hearing voice, speech with accompanying music. But at the time that Strauss wrote them, it was something that was really quite a novelty, and it created quite a sensation. He wrote them as a vehicle for himself and Ernst von Posart, who was a noted actor and a great friend of Strauss, and they toured extensively, performing them many, many times for enthusiastic audiences, and deeply romantic, highly evocative, and very passionate.
Why do you think these have so completely dropped out of the repertoire?
Well, I think the main reason is that there are very few actors that have a musical background that are able to find their inspiration and their timing for the text in the music. And that requires a person with considerable musical discretion and the ability to read a score, for example. And Patricio certainly has that.
There are critics who describe these as songs without singing. Strauss's musical accompaniment is very much like his art songs, would you say?
Well, The Castle by the Sea is very much like many of his songs. That certainly is very true in that it's continuous. It begins with the piano, and it ends with the piano, and the voice comes in and recites over the music. Enoch Arden is different because it has long stretches of poetic recitation and stretches of music for the piano alone.
Why did you decide that you wanted to take part in this performance?
Well, I've always been interested in anything that uses the piano as an expressive medium. And I've performed other multimedia pieces, piano and art images and that type of thing on other occasions. And so it's something that's always been of great interest to me. And I found that this is a particularly expressive medium and a kind of music that really deserves to be heard more, and certainly poetry that deserves to be heard more.
You mentioned Patricio Trujillo y Fuentes, who
Yes.
is the actor who will be joining you for this performance. Has it been an interesting experience for you, both of you, to be working on this together?
Oh, we've enjoyed it thoroughly. We did this, started doing it about 2 years ago, actually, and we did a couple of private performances of it. Then through Patricio, we were invited to present it at the National Hispanic Cultural Center.
In these private performances, what was the response of the audience?
Enthusiastic. And that it was very surprising, that it was very unusual to hear a spoken voice with the piano, and that, especially in the case of Enoch Arden, it filled their eyes with tears.
Pianist Douglas Riva joins actor Patricio Trujillo y Fuentes for two musical melodramas by Richard Strauss, The Castle by the Sea and Enoch Arden, Sunday, June 24th, 2 p.m. in the Journal Theater at Albuquerque's National Hispanic Cultural Center. For tickets, go to nhccnm.org. Thank you so much for joining us, Douglas.
Thank you very much.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.